Good evening, everybody, and it's a pleasure to be back here today. And today's topic is going to be discussing limited liability companies. If you are not aware, over the past couple of years, the limited liability company has become extremely popular, among business owners. In doing so, there has been a lot of inaccurate and misunderstandings about this particular type of structure for a business. So there's a couple of moving parts to this. So the first thing is, let's talk about the basics of limited liability companies. So the limited liability company is a business structure that is allowed by the state statute. So what that means is the states dictate how these structures are monitored, controlled, etc. Overall, basically the compliance. Each state may use different regulations. You should check with your state if you are interested in starting a limited liability company. Owners of the LLC are called members. So most states do not restrict ownership. So what that basically means is the members may include individuals, corporations, other LLCs, or foreign entities. There is no maximum number of members, and most states also permit the use of the single member LLCs. And those basically have one individual to them. A few types of businesses generally cannot be LLCs. This includes banking institutions and insurance companies. You should refer to your state statute, and business registration. Usually it's a Secretary of State or whatever the formal title of your department in your state that registers businesses. Now, to begin, many people typically are registering themselves as a single member limited liability company. This gives you the pass-through capabilities, and I will have another segment to talk about the benefits, the pluses and minuses of this particular structure. But today I'm just kind of getting into the basic moving parts of it. As a professional dealing with individuals discussing their financial situations and consulting them on taxation in many cases, I'm finding that there is a lot of misinformation and low information on this topic. So I thought it would be very interesting and a good idea for me to do this particular podcast. So let's talk about the classifications. The classification, depending on the election made by the LLC and the number of members, the IRS will treat the LLC as either a corporation, partnership, or as part of the owner's own tax return. It's called a disregarded entity. Now, specifically, a domestic LLC with at least two members is classified as a partnership for federal income tax purposes unless it files a 8832 and affirmatively elects to be treated as a corporation. It will be considered a separate entity. For income taxes, purposes, a LLC with only one member is treated as an entity disregarded as separate from its owner unless it files Form 8832 and elects to be treated as a corporation, as stated before. However, for purposes of employment tax and certain excise taxes, an LLC with only one member is still considered a separate entity. So, what has been happening and what I've been running into is individuals fit thinking that they're just going to file their Schedule C. Now, for those individuals who are just doing a single member, this could be accurate and it could just be filed on the 1040. But if you're a partnership or wanted to be classified as corporation or anything of that nature, you needed to file an election form. You also needed to file an election form if you did not want to be a separate entity. So again, that form is called an 8832. The name of the form is called an Entity Classification Election. Let's talk about this a little bit more. The IRS states verbatim, an LLC that does not want to accept its default federal tax classification or that wishes to change its classification uses Form 8832 Entity Classification Election to elect how it would be classified for federal tax purposes. Generally, an election specifying an LLC's classification cannot take effect more than 75 days prior to the date the election is filed, nor can it take effect later than 12 months after the date the election is filed. An LLC may be eligible for late election relief in certain circumstances. You should refer to the 8832 Entity Classification Election Form as well as its instructions. So, individuals who have set these LLCs up, it is very important for you to educate yourself on how your taxes should be filed to ensure the proper taxation and benefits of setting up these LLCs. The IRS has another publication called a 3402. It's called the Taxation of the Limited Liability Company. I referenced this and it has some very good information for individuals to review. One thing I want to make clear, the individuals who are out here running these LLCs or any type of business for that matter, ignorance is not an excuse to your state government, taxing organ operation, or to the federal government. You cannot use ignorance as an excuse for not properly filing your returns. I am going to be very transparent. I've had my own share of issues with my state on taxation as well as the federal government. Not only have I spent a lot of time educating myself, reading the material and the statutes, I have actually gone through the stress, aggravation, shame, and embarrassment of dealing with these organizations. I am sharing this on this podcast for those who are out here and need this information. My hope is that you will take this information and spend some time informing yourself so that you won't have to go through the many things that I went through. When I started out being an entrepreneur, it was new to be an entrepreneur. It was practically frowned upon. When I went to go buy, get banking loans or whatever, people were turning their nose up. But now we're living in a new era where being an entrepreneur and running your business is like the end thing. And many people, particularly the younger generation I see, they've just decided they don't want to buy into the corporate lifestyle that I bought into as a Gen Z. I'm a Gen Z professional. I believed in the 40-hour work week and everything else until I could not move up. I was constantly being stopped, whether that was by my managers or other individuals who didn't want to see me make more money or progress through the corporate structure. In so doing, I became an entrepreneur. and it's been overall successful. I went through some various situations and then I went back into corporate America to try it again, and I have run into nothing but doors slamming in my face. So with that, I have decided that entrepreneurship is going to probably be the road to recovery for me. So I will be having a series of podcasts. I will be talking about basic financial issues. I will be talking about some of these difficult issues. I'm going to talk about financial recovery. If you have a business entity, and my best advice to you is to stay compliant, inform yourself about running your business, your taxes, and things of that nature. With that being said, I look forward to seeing you at my next podcast, and best regards.